acting new at the movies this weekend, Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing a dad who goes undercover for the DEA in an effort to save his son. The movie is called Snitch.
Jason is facing 10 years in prison.
10 years?
I believe in the mandatory minimum laws.
Please, I just want to help my son.
And joining us live now on Skype is Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood. Christian, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
You know, on this Oscar weekend when everybody is obsessed with the best of the best, we're talking about a type of movie that is really based on reality, in this case, with Snitch.
Yeah, you know, we often see Dwayne Johnson in larger-than-life movies, lots of action and explosions, lots of adventure. This one is different. Well, it almost feels like a 1970s movie, which is really more character-driven. He plays a dad trying to save his son from a mandatory minimum jail sentence. And that's actually part of the story here, is kind of critiquing that side of law where a kid can get busted for one drug possession of some consequence, and all of a sudden he's facing 10 years in jail. But it really is kind of a chance for Johnson to show he can act, he can hold a movie, and he doesn't kind of need to take off his shirt and be sort of the typical action hero. There's much more at play here, and I think it's mostly effective. I really enjoyed this film. I think he does his career a service to kind of pull off this kind of performance. And you got some good supporting turns here too, Susan Sarandon and Barry Pepper as well. So I don't think his fans are going to expect this movie, but I think they're going to like it.
Christian, we may go out and see Snitch early in the weekend, but we'll all be parked in front of those TVs later for the Academy Awards. And we don't have time to go through the whole list. Maybe we can do that a little later in the weekend. But let's do a little preview here. And let's start with Best Actress. You've got Jessica Chastain, Jennifer Lawrence, Emmanuelle Riva, also Naomi Watts. Who is going to win this?
You know, I think this might be the toughest category to pick because sometimes it seems like some of them are no-brainers. This one, I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence. You know, she's so talented. She's young. She's kind of a vibrant face in the acting world right now. And I think her role in this movie, while her character is tortured, it's kind of lovable at the same time. I think that's going to win over the voters.
We've also got, the youngest nomination also for Best Actress. Is this just going to be one of those nights where she gets to say, I was there?
I think so, but I don't think that would be a sort of a real upset, but I think it's going to be Lawrence's night. If there is a kind of a change here, maybe Jessica Chastain, she's been doing so much good work of late, maybe they'll honor her for Zero Dark Thirty, but I just have a sneaking suspicion Jennifer Lawrence is going to have a great night.
Now, how about her co-star in, I'm forgetting the name of the film now, the
Silver Linings Playbook.
Thank you very much for jumping in. We got Bradley Cooper, who co-starred with Jennifer Lawrence. Also, Daniel Day-Lewis, of course, for Lincoln. There's Hugh Jackman, Joaquin Phoenix, and Denzel Washington. Who takes Best Actor?
This is another very talented group of people, but I think Daniel Day-Lewis has already given his acceptance speech. He's gone home and he's polishing his Oscar. It's that sort of a lock. He's so wonderful as Abraham Lincoln. Of course, Lincoln is nominated for Best Picture as well. But I think, you know, Oscars love biopics. They love Steven Spielberg movies, and they love Daniel Day-Lewis for good reason. He's a terrific actor. I can't imagine, even though there's a lot of good candidates here, I can't imagine anyone else taking away from him this year.
Was it true that this year the candidates for the Best Male Actor were a little bit more tough to choose from than the candidates for the Best Female?
You know, there have been years where I guess the Academy has struggled to find five really great female performances, and that's not a knock on the actresses. It's just the dearth of roles for women sometimes makes it a problem. But yeah, I don't think that was an issue at all this year. There are great performances by actresses here, especially in the supporting category as well.
Well, let's run off the list here of the Best Picture nominees and see what you think. There's Amour, there's Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, the film whose name keeps eluding me, and Zero Dark Thirty. So, again, they're going with the long list of categories, 10 films. What do you think is going to come out on top?
You know, the early conventional wisdom that it was Lincoln's to lose, and now since Argo seems to win every other award, that's been sort of the slight favorite. I still think Lincoln is going to edge out Argo. I think that's going to come away with the Best Picture winner, but it's going to be tough. And, you know, look at those pictures. I think it's a terrific year for film, such a wide array of features, such an eclectic bunch, and maybe we'll get an upset. You know, there's always occasionally upsets of the Oscars, but I think it's Lincoln versus Argo for the top prize.
You're right in saying that it was believed for a long time that Lincoln was a shoo-in. What happened behind the scenes that all of a sudden turned the tide? Was it that Argo got snubbed for Best Director?
Yeah, you know, I've been calling it the snub that was heard around the world. I think the best thing that ever happened to Ben Affleck was not getting a nomination for Best Director. That was a snub, and he did deserve it. But it seems like there's been sort of a groundswell of good faith toward the film, and actually, which it comes out on Blu-ray and DVD this week. But part of it is Argo is just a terrific movie. It's crowd-pleasing. It's thrilling. It's based on real events. It's informative. It does a lot of things quite well. And I think Lincoln is a little slightly stuffier in a way. It's a very important film and a very good film. But I think from sheer entertainment value, I think Argo has the edge. And maybe that's sort of kind of getting on people's minds and people are thinking about it more and more, thinking maybe that's the best picture of the year.
And we'll remind everyone that when we were talking at the end of the year, Argo was one of your best three pictures. Lincoln wasn't.
Yeah, no, I've been on the Argo bandwagon before everyone else jumped aboard. But yeah, it's a wonderful film, and listen, no slight to Lincoln. It was quite an accomplishment. I think just Daniel Day-Lewis's performance alone, it's just so memorable, and what a tough role to pull off. And it's almost like when you look through the history books now, we expect to see him and not the actual Lincoln.
Christian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Christian Toto. He is the assistant editor at Big Hollywood. He joined us via Skype.